Right. We ain't even gonna talk about that because I don't know where we was at. Pause. Man, let's play this Ross though. For Ross, this one, you know what? Never mind. He dropped this within 2 hours. This beat is incomplete as fuck.
Yo, fuck with it?
No. I've heard way Ross is one of the best beat pickers I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. When you ever heard, you heard it. An album where, you know, Ross only got like one album, and I'm like, and the production is bad.
Yeah.
Because Hillbilly, now the production wasn't bad. It wasn't it. But that last, what was that? What was that last album that we called garbage?
Richer Than I Ever Been?
Richer Than I Ever Been. With that title, I was like, yo, this nigga finna go the fuck off. Like, luxury raps? Like, you would think as a Ross fan, you like, yo, he deeper than rap? Look at his titles.
Yeah.
God Forgives, I Don't?
Yeah.
Rather You Than Me?
Yeah.
Like, when you hear them album titles, you Richer Than I Ever Been, this shit finna be crazy.
Yeah. Coming from an artist
a
like
Ross
him.
Fan?
Yeah.
Teflon Don? No. Teflon Don. But anyway, this beat is trash. Do we care about ghostwriters? Because I don't give a fuck at this point. It depends on, it depends on who had a ghostwriter. I take that back.
It depends
on who I... Like,
it depends on the point of view. He's saying ghostwriters that get to floss what you could have had. So he's saying if you wrote your own shit, you would have had more?
Ghostwriters that get to floss. That's greedy as fuck. At this point, I'm a billionaire. I don't want somebody else to eat.
Record.
Who is he talking to?
He talking to Drake, I thought.
How? On record label taking a loss? Who is he? He's not talking to Drake right there. He's not. You are
but
working
who else he dissing?
The chart is who?
Who else could he
when
be
Drake
dissing?
Chart all the time. Who's a worker one? Like who? Get the mind tell by my watch, it's a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high, it's your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V? Who is he talking to?
Birdman? Who is he talking to? I don't know. Okay. Run up on you and snatch your chain. Watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain and just describe when you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I. leave. You got it when you keep it tucked. If you be my leash, do the job, baby. Okay, that was hard. If you got it, you keep it tucked if you be by me.
Yeah, that was slick. I like that. Known as the Charles Schwab, double loss, right through the yard, and I swear to God. Pop the perk for the field, go and count me a meal. Can you niggas some freaks, do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keep it in gangster, when you see me, you check it. So he finally addressed Drake at the end of the song? Bro, I have no idea what's going on. Ross, what the fuck is going on? Bro, I want to play this song over so bad.
I know.
Bro, who is he talking to? Yo, who was he talking to for the first part of the song? He took a record that he had already did and put this Drake verse at the end.
He did. Regular song.
The way I don't understand.
Can we keep going? Because don't he talk
no, this,
end?
This is it.
He don't rap no more?
No.
So he just talks. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think he's talking to Drake.
Okay, now he's talking about Drake.
Yeah.
Getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. Who getting? Oh, Drake.
Drake be getting bullied, Drake, I guess. Bullied. Yeah.
Why?
Nigga, it's pushy. Okay. Like his moves, but
he never had a fight in school. Definitely Drake.
Okay, do we care?
That he never had a fight. Well, I will say maybe it don't matter if we care, because like I say, he's little bro in him. So yeah, in a sense, it's nigga, you pussy.
Okay, okay. You ain't never had now. No... We are now, Ross.
Yeah.
Okay. I fuck with Ross. That's why I was like, yo, like, what is going on?
About the beginning was crazy.
That was the first version I heard. I never heard the second version.
Yeah, Weezy gave you the juice. We clearly had Drake here.
Wait, Pulitzer Prize winner switching up like Die Denim? Getting sentenced for all your killings while we ride rentals? Wait, Pulitzer Prize winner switching up like Die Denim? He's talking about Kendrick? Kendrick is a Pulitzer Prize winner. He's not talking about Nas.
Who's he talking about?
Kendrick.
Why are you dissing Kendrick?
Bro, this nigga's confused. Hold on. I love that. Entendre, because want to hang with the crew, the weekend, the crew.
Yeah.
Weezy gave you the juice, and then another white boy, and then Weekend gave you a spark on your first classic. Yeah. Damn, that's hard. I like that.
But Drake ain't won no Pulitzer Prize, right?
No. Pulitzer Prize winner switching up like John Denham. He's talking about Kendrick.
Did he win a Pulitzer Prize?
He talking about Kendrick. Bro, Kendrick the only other person in hip hop besides Nas won a Pulitzer. No.
We gotta look up the three niggas who won Pulitzer Prize. I think it's only three niggas.
I think, no, in hip hop though, Nas got one. He's not talking to Nas.
Okay. Well, Kendrick, let's keep going. I don't know.
It's
getting
Kendrick.
Incentives for all the killings.
Who schemed on you?
Oh, I think he's saying he's space scheming. Told you niggas space scheming. I predicted my fate.
Why he saying somebody's scheming on him?
I thought he's saying he be scheming. I don't know.
He's not talking to Drake. That's what I'm saying. Who is he talking to?
What you want? Birdman again? Birdman? 50 mil for the crib.
Where you want me to stay? He is talking to Birdman. Because on the video, he was like,
yeah, your house
was like, right behind me. This is Birdman's house.
Where it used to be. Yeah, it used to be. Birdman got like tricked out of some shit or something like that.
He said 50 mil for the crib, where you want me to stay. But before that, what did he say? Yeah.
Yeah. I can shoot at the block. I got bitches to pin. Let you dig in my hole. But got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home. And no proof of the pain. Okay,
now. Ross got money.
He talking to Drake. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. Okay, so out of that, you putting them on your song, you also receive these hits. Because if you were to play a versus, in your last 10, it's going to be at least 3 to 4 Drake records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it helped you too. And in exchange, you invited your theory, Ross.
Yeah.
Not mine, but you invited the white boy to the cookout.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he know how to make, you know, rears back.
Think what he said, it gave Drake like some
that credibility, the juice.
Yeah, credit. Yeah.
It gave him the juice. Like, and again, back to that you not black enough thing. Hey, you hang with this one, you hang with that one. He basically saying he a culture appropriator.
But my future probably see it
that
it.
Way too. Yeah. And that's what they benefited from it though.
Yeah.
If that's what you think he is, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying they wrong, because Kendrick probably feels that way. But Kendrick ain't really cool with him.
You can't, but yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You ain't got no dog in the race.
Yeah.
And I'm doing all this on my own. I don't need nobody really. You know what I mean?
So now he talks here.
well, at the end, he's going to really talk now, right? It's really say what's going on. We need cameras. We should have just vlogged this. That's hilarious, but...
He not talking about Birdman because he said you want to stun your life.
I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
What else did he say?
This is fucking nuts. Pause. This is crazy. This nigga said you got underwear on under your Dockers. How you know what type of jeans that the man got on?
You got Dockers on with no underwear on under. You had that surgery.
How you know he ain't got no underwear on?
He got Dockers with no underwear on, too.
How you know he got Dockers on? And Dockers sound like
Dockers,
a pause.
Dockers on your pants. It'll say it. Oh, no. That's how white people dress. They wear Dockers.
What is going on with
Wranglers, pause? Dockers.
Damn. Now, we did know about the lipo. You know what's crazy? Do we care if he had lipo?
I say this. You can't say you a real nigga and get lipo. I will say this. I don't care, but that would be a little strange to be like, yo, I'm a real nigga, but you got a fake body. Like,
this is wild. This, like, Ross, man, I don't know what, like, I don't understand why. Like, you mad because...
You think it's for sales?
French. What sales? What album?
I don't know.
Ross is solidified. I don't think he need no album sales.
How much unit you think of Ross moving right now?
Ross was the only rapper I ever heard say, I could sell a million one time or I could sell... 100,000 10 times.
Mm-hmm. You think he even sold 100,000?
I think he sold 100,000 most of his career.
Yeah.
Shit, from Port of Miami 1 up until when the streaming. You know what I'm saying? Like, when 16 ain't enough. That was God Forgives I Don't.
It just sounds crazy. He jumped in this over the French Montana cease and desist letter.
It sound like niggas been had shit on their chest.
But he said, you DM my hoes. I got something that you...
Yeah, that's really, yeah. You DM my hoes, but I got something you can't touch.
And didn't he say I was taking a nigga girl like Ricky?
Yeah, I'm gonna cuff a good. Yeah, I'm gonna cuff a nigga girl like Ricky. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, Drake keep popping these niggas women. Like, and they got them in their chest. Future's beef is over a girl. Ross's beef is over a girl. Travis Scott's beef ain't over a girl, but he's reminding you that he popped her already. Like,
yeah, it will be eventually. We'll be over
Kanye,
a woman.
Kanye business. Beef was over a girl. Like, what? Like,
wasn't it though? Wasn't it more than that?
Kim.
No.
Kiki, do you love
but me? That's funny because he doesn't like Rocky over a woman.
He don't like Rocky over and like
and Rocky like beef, nigga, I popped your baby mama, nigga.
He didn't beef with over a woman, but the beef became about a woman, or he mentioned a woman.
Yeah. That's all these niggas beef over is women. It's crazy. Kendrick is the only one that's not over a woman.
But he mentioned his wife. So now the woman is pulled into it incidentally. with the bodyguards. He pulled like
push woman into it. That nigga regretted that.
He pulled his woman into it. No, he thought he grabbed his woman. It was a trap.
He could have left that. You know what's crazy? Hey. Push is so sinister. He probably wanted to release that information anyway, but he needed a reason to stoop that low. I needed a reason to stoop this low. So yo, this nigga said, I'm going to let it ring on you like Virginia Williams. And this nigga said, oh, it's up. Your best friend died. Your dad wear monkey suits. Your mama in last place, nigga.
This shit
it's
was up. Recorded already.
He wanted to say all that. He wanted to say all that.
But Ross, man, I don't get it, man. We going to talk about the people that have thrown their hat in the ring. Pause.
You going to let it ring like my wife? Nigga, your best friend died, nigga.
I think fucked up, man.
Yeah, go right there.
I'm trying to look up. Damn, it made it to Good Morning America?
What?
The diss tracks and beef in hip-hop world, Good Morning America right there in the middle. Pause.
Yeah, why? Never mind, I almost said something crazy. I said, we sitting here talking about this while Puffy slithering around. Wait, he's about to be...
Owl hunting? One owl.
That's not real, man. That's not real. Cut that off. That's not real.
Yeah, that's not real. That's
cut
not
that real. Off. That ain't real at all.
Man, see, now it's AI like, shit, man, I wanted to, before we even started to talk about this, let's, you ain't hear that, did you?
No.
I listened to it. It ain't bad. Yachty's
reference track.
Shit popping. It ain't bad. Again, like Drake getting okay. Now we at Kendrick because Drake gets a lot of passes.
Yeah,
you get a lot of passes. That nigga said you got lipo, you got ghostwriters.
That's true. And we like,
your nose.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. Because if your man's got lipo, you wouldn't let that slide. You wouldn't let that slide. If a man you knew you was close with had lipo. It had no surgery. You'd be looking at him like, yo, what the hell, fam? Like, what the hell? You would be like, yo, you was a fucking weirdo, bro.
Like, go to the gym and work hard.
He was a weirdo. If the man got peed on and we was like, all right, cool.
Nah, see, what's crazy is T.I. came out and said, no, my man was peeing down the aisle and, like, it just will happen.
Even before then, we ain't really care too much after back-to-back drop. We was like.
Yo, that nigga said you got pissed on, you got ghostwriters, you ain't never hit Nikki.
And we just be like, ah, that's whatever.
Did he smack that bitch? Like, and we said, nah, like, that ain't it. Like Charlamagne.
Yeah, like.
Like, I've never seen it. That's why I'm like, it's got to be personal to the point where it's like, yo, nigga, you like kids.
And it's the crazy thing. Push has already did it to him. So it's like. What else is there about this? If there's something else out there about Drake, this is the foulest nigga on earth. You already were a deadbeat. You shouldn't be nothing lower than that.
Nah, he wasn't no deadbeat. Hey, listen, we could cut this off and had a real conversation, but are you in a rush to claim us? Stop.
Now, you right. You right.
Stop.
I wouldn't be in a rush to claim that neither.
I got... three
especially,
tests.
Especially
I got three tests.
Especially if she got pregnant the way Kanye said.
Three tests?
I wouldn't be in no rush to claim that.
And if I'm her, of course I'm going to pick the richest nigga. Yeah, the rich nigga. Yeah, it was him.
Well, that baby can't be.
No, I'm saying.
I'm
saying beforehand, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would have. This
it's
one.
Still it right here. Him. You know what I'm saying? And she like, yeah, you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rocky said, I'm gonna go make an album. Never came back.
What? Hey, this is called the ASAP Rocky album. I don't care what else we talk about. But when people find out what we sit here talking about, they gonna be like, yo, these niggas is crazy.
I'm gonna make an album, man. Never stop.
Yo. Yo, that's crazy for so many reasons, yo. That's wild.
Nigga left him. Nigga left him. Became a 50 bottle. That nigga said about. Oh, shit. That nigga left and became a Fenty model. He said, I'm fucking out. I'm out.
This nigga. He left the freak off and went and bagged a billionaire. That is crazy.
Crazy.
What is his luck? Yo, yeah, we gonna name it. Yeah, what are the odds? What are the odds?
Imagine yo, that.
Imagine I won, that. Nigga. Listen.
You got.
He can. If whoa, you can't say nothing to that one.
No, he can't say nothing to Rocky. You can't think about making no Rocky diss.
You see, he ducked. Ooh, he the only one he didn't respond to on his.
Well, game. Rocky didn't. Wasn't. Ooh, no, it did drop. Drake said, "I'm leaving this nigga out. I'm leaving this nigga out." Yeah, it dropped before the leak.
Oh, you can't say shit to me, nigga. Ever. Ever. Wow. Yeah, Kendrick. Yeah, we're gonna leave that one alone because that's. I don't blame Drake. Hell no. Hell no. Fuck no. I never really thought about and that the, one.
And,
I always
and the woman you mad at me over, she's worth more now than when you was with her. She's worth.
She thicker. She man, listen,
hey, bro. It's how many I got times your dream in life? Girl. How many times in life did the Lord tell nigga win the dream girl?
Facts.
You never see it go
you
that way.
You never see it.
You
never.
You
see
never
it.
See it go never. That way.
And how? What are the odds of you getting your dream girl?
Bro,
and then not only that,
when Drake really had issue with niggas, the lower tier nigga takes the woman he wants. Meek was the lower tier nigga with Nicki too.
Nah, he popped Nicki already.
He did. He probably he did, but
her. I don't think he cared about
her. Yeah,
not like that.
Not like that.
I think,
not how
I
he
think
cared
he
about
popped
Reed.
Up, but they were still friends afterwards.
Probably
because he was popping at a time where it wasn't okay to say he was popping.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I think he was saying he popped at a time where he wasn't supposed to say he popped.
Got it. Cause y'all on the same record label at some point. Ooh, I almost said something so misogynistic. We're not going to Nasty Girl. Let's finish with Kendrick. I almost said something
Kendrick.
So crazy.
Yeah, we could cause now we at the point where now the end of this podcast is where we are today.
Yeah, we over the past stuff. Now we're going into the future conversation.
Y'all caught up. Y'all watched the Avengers trilogy. This is basically it. You know what I'm saying? Two questions. Number one, how do you see Kendrick faring after this? And then two, what do you see this as a whole after the? Because we went through the theories.
Yeah.
We tackled every theory. We answered every one of them. And some of them we can't even talk about.
Yeah. Man, and this is because then now this makes sense. Maybe this is why Drake doesn't fear him. Remember when I was talking about the theory of Kendrick kind of putting threats in his diss record? It's like, nigga, topic story. What you finna do to me?
His shooters is his shooters. Ooh. It's almost like he got permission. Maybe, that's what I said.
Maybe Cole didn't know.
And you in this by yourself. Remember he said, nah, pussy nigga.
Yeah.
You know,
top one to piece it up. Nah, you go your own.
Whoa.
And maybe Cole didn't know. Maybe Cole was like, shit, I don't want no smoke with them niggas. And didn't know. Nah, nigga, he ain't like that.
Yeah, but you don't say transsexual. He's still pussy and all of this. Like, I don't know.
Unless he just really didn't want to do this to his homie.
Yeah.
Like, he just really didn't want to do this to his homie. Like, that's the only way I can see it. And maybe they are closer behind closed doors than we think their relationship is. That's the only reason.
I think this is going to go somewhere. It's going to go not nothing physical.
Yeah.
But Kendrick's going to respond. Drake's going to respond. The winner is going to come out according to, number one, how much information these people got. And two, who got the fastest pen? Because at some point, it's going to come a time where, nigga, you better say something.
Oh, he gotta say something. He
gotta say. No, we ain't at that point where it's like the clock is starting. Yeah. Because you know, like when Back to Back came out, I was like, oh, nah.
If he hit Kendrick with a two-part diss, like I got another one out of the chamber.
If he drops something
before Kendrick says anything.
If he drops something this Friday and Kendrick still ain't said nothing. It's putting the expectations on the disc to be high.
And that's something how he beat Meek. I forgot to talk about
with Cole. That's how he beat Meek and with Back to Back. Because Charged Up was like, okay. But then that Back to Back was like, oh man, I gave y'all niggas 4 days, nigga, where y'all at?
And this is the thing in any war, bro. The element of surprise.
And that's why
that helps.
If he wait months. I don't respect.
We're not gonna really want to hear. And that's what I think. That's what Smoke Cold too was, that we had expectation. Like, what you finna say? Because Kendrick came out, didn't say nothing crazy, but it was the fact that we had no clue he was gonna say anything at all.
Yeah.
So when it dropped, it's like,
when them cold shots came, I said he's gonna say something.
But I don't think everybody
I thought it was gonna be subliminals, because
I didn't think Cole it was gonna be blatant.
He gave him subliminals.
I didn't think he was gonna
dedicate an entire track towards it.
And I definitely didn't think it was gonna be on a future project.
Because when we potted, I said, I'm like, yo, I think he could respond to subliminals.
I thought Kendrick was gonna say something close to the album when the next Heart comes out, and it was gonna be some subliminals that.
The Heart Part 6 is coming out soon.
Yeah. But that element of surprise.
I think it come out Friday.
It changes things. See,
I think he drops it as an official track just to set the tone. Like, nigga, this ain't no leak.
Yeah.
It's an official drop, and I think it drops this Friday.
I would say two things in war, man. It's the element of surprise, and it's a war nutrition. What's it called?
Attrition.
Yeah. INTI. Attrition.
Hey, attrition whooped your ass just now.
It did. It whooped my ass.
This nigga said a war of nutrition.
I tried to get it, but it was like excellence again. I couldn't say it right, and I knew what I was saying. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, damn, that's a bad moment. Hey, that's ASAP Rocky getting me back for that joke. He said, I got your ass, nigga. Just like I left my nutrition in there, they come back, yo.
Charlamagne put Kendrick on the clock. Yeah. Act got Kendrick on the clock. Ice got Kendrick on the clock.
He on the clock, but like what? What's the time span?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? You say 2 weeks? Because again, there's no he can't use surprise now.
Drake is still dropping memes. He not going to let it die. So you're going to get bombed on for a week. And you open a chance for him to drop that. At the end of the disc, it's a second part.
Yeah.
We ain't even playing.
If Kendrick don't drop, then that means I was trying to keep shit on him out there. Yeah.
PG Lane. If he take it, listen. He leaving the door. He's not only telling you, I have more in a tuck.
I'm telling y'all, when James is high, this nigga can catch every subliminal to ever. You should have passed me the weed. I could have said the fucking word right.
Hey, listen. Wait, hold on. That was finna sound crazy. The pot that we dropped, we didn't drop it. The pot that we recorded last time.
So it's just still in the.
It's in the.
We go drop it with a Kendrick disc drop.
Damn. Yeah, at the end, it's the second part where he said, I was trying to keep this shit PG. PG Lane. Like, listen, J. Cole to open himself up pause for a Jermaine Jackson joke.
Yeah, you said that earlier. Yeah, you did say that.
This nigga can literally go from being...
But see, Kendrick can't put out a diss where most of the shots is at Cole. You got to talk to Drake.
Oh no, he has. He got to do a pull a drink.
Yeah, you got to talk.
It's
got to
be. Hold on, because
this shit for. Why
this a warm nutrition? Listen, hey, this punching is crazy though, because we just started talking about something totally different.
Listen, man, to this shit gonna be a warm nutrition for these niggas.
They gonna be like, yo, these niggas really talked for the hours.
We stayed on music.
Man, but
this was, a bonus podcast.
But so many takes you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so many.
Yeah.
And that's why I hope people listen and be like, yo, like, y'all spot on. You know what I'm saying? Ain't the hearts usually about two different people anyway?
It wasn't no diss shit in there.
He was talking from different people.
No, it's crazy. I've never heard the hearts.
It ain't started getting good to me until like heart three, maybe.
Yeah, I've never heard the heart part 1, 2. I think I might have heard 3.
Wait, I might have heard 2. No, I think 2 is crazy, low key.
I've never heard the early the hearts. And when did they come out? Before he got on, or like?
I think 1 is around Overly Dedicated. Mm. Definitely.
Because heart part 4 is around Damn.
Yeah, no, Heart Part 5 is... No, yeah, yeah, you're right, Heart Part 4 is Damn.
I've never heard the early of the hearts. So is this like Good Kid, Mad City, this came out around?
I don't know, I gotta look this up, though.
11 years ago.
They did have Black Friday together. He tried to do an album with Cole, and that never worked out.
Well, Cole tried to do an album with him.
Cole tried to do a, yeah.
It said sound hard, though.
Whenever he talks to Ali, it's going to be crazy. If he talks to Ali on his diss, it's going to be Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, oh man, yeah, I'm gonna listen to that later.
The Jig Is Up was produced by J. Cole too? I didn't know that.
Stephen A. on Drink Champs is crazy.
Well, they're not doing just music people no more now at this point. I knew that wasn't gonna last forever.
I think Kendrick, the way he creates his album, he can create a story or a narrative. The story of Adidon, it's a narrative.
Yeah, it's a narrative. And I think you need narratives to win rap beefs.
Kendrick can make this narrative where people can look at Drake crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be that.
It's going to have to be at least the neutral people got to look at Drake crazy. Because yes. His stand fan base,
yeah, his
not going to care what he does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look at... Fuck, never mind. I was going to say, look at fucking R. Kelly fans. But anyway.
Nah, look at R. Kelly fans. These niggas is crazy.
Yeah, it's...
You can't listen to a song about kids like and think that... No.
But
that shit is crazy.
He can definitely persuade the middle people in the middle, the neutral people.
If he got,
for sure.
If he got people like, whoa. For sure. Like, if people come up to me, like, when my mama is asking me if Drake had a baby, and my sisters, and like, yo, is that real? Like, I know you listen to Pusha T. Like,
yeah.
They don't know nothing about what's going on in hip hop.
Yeah.
And they come in and ask me, I'm like,
and then painted the narrative of him being not only having a kid with a porn star or whatever, but also the fact that he don't take care of the kid. He painted that narrative to make it look even
that's
worse.
Impossible.
You know what I'm saying?
Him taking care of the kid ain't the that can't be. And
I'm not talking Kendrick. I'm talking about what Push did.
Oh, what Push did? Yeah, he made it.
Nigga got a child and don't take care of it.
All of it was new information. Like, how you know how old he was when his father left his mother?
Yeah.
How do you? Adonis' son. How you know that?
He deserves more. How you know he had a press run for Adidas using his son's name?
The story of Adonis.
Ran a man out the building.
Adonis mixed with Adidas. Yeah. That's...
yeah. I ain't no Push was that creative into that. I was like, damn, Push really a creative nigga.
I know it. I know it. I knew it. I said, I don't know about this.
But what was the two questions you asked?
How do we see this end up playing out, and what is next for Kendrick? I think Kendrick is creative. He's a creative enough mind. Well, I think he could sit in a dark room and come up with a theory or come up with something. I think.
Because he probably records by himself. I wouldn't be surprised if Drake had some other people in that room with him.
Definitely. Like,
yeah. Kendrick's probably more, you know, isolated when he records. You know how you subconsciously want to use better words after you fucked up a word that you should have got right? So I'm trying to... I don't even want to use like the most simplest words. I want to make them more complex now. Because that attrition kicked my ass.
It's crazy.
It is a war of nutrition out here, though.
Man.
They putting shit in the food.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
I thought you was going somewhere else with it.
Oh, wait. What you thought I was going with it? Pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy, no Puff. That's crazy. I don't think we could talk about, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah, we can't talk about them.
No.
Yeah. Really?
They be delivering my Uber food.
Yo, it was. Oh my.
We're next podcast, man. We might have to pod twice this week. Man, we need to do a regular podcast.
It was so irritating. No way, real quick.
Nigga, drop my food off at a whole nother house.
Bro, I was in LA, right? And I ordered Heavy Handed. It was like Smash Burgers.
Okay.
And, pause. That's crazy. Heavy Handed is crazy. And it's a Smash Burgers joint, right?
So when they make the burgers, was more like hand job when they did it?
Nah, it's crazy. Hey. So I'm looking on the app, like, you know what, you can see their car and you can see where you at. Bro, the nigga was around the corner, like from where I was. It was like I was on like 737 South Parkway.
Yeah.
And they're on 737 South. Midway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally looking like, bro, like, just come around the corner. I said, make a right on such and such and make a right on such and such. I don't understand.
He never made it?
No. So I had to order, and the restaurant is in Santa Monica. I was in the fashion district in LA.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo. And they fashion district is like our South Loop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Basically.
So I know Vince said, man, be careful ordering Uber Eats out there and DoorDash.
Really?
He said, you ever look at that car? Remember that interview?
That nigga crazy. Yo, hey, if y'all listening, please watch his show so he can make more episodes.
I still gotta watch it.
Please. Bro, it is genius. It's funny.
Wait. Are we still on
Kendrick? Oh, yeah. Kendrick. I believe that he can create something. He can either create something as dope, and it's like, ooh, okay, like,
yeah,
man, he hit back. Like,
I will say with Kendrick, you know what I mean? The difference between,
and it'd be like a Beans Jada type joint where people think it's a tie,
yeah,
or some people think it's Jada, or some people think it's Beans. Excuse me, if it end like that, which I feel like it's kind of gonna go that way.
Mm.
I think it's going to go the way where it's like, but it depend on if Drake don't like what he's saying this go around and he started talking about some other shit, it's going to go left, man.
But, I mean, to your point, we don't know what's still out there about Drake.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if Push said he had more.
Yo, he told Ice, he said, how many surgical summers is it? He said, I ain't even going to say how many he had on L, but he was telling him what And yeah. He's like, oh no, like salute, like I.
That's what I'm saying. If Push only used one, that means there's more information on Drake out there.
Okay, my wife cheated, but you texting little girls.
Like I say, we don't know. Remember, we had no clue about Kendrick splits. So no whatever clue. Kendrick's finna say, we probably have no. That's something we know. It's probably something we don't have a fucking clue about that he got in the chamber. Like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah, because it's like you can't. One person can't be completely insulated, and another person, I know everything about you. Like,
yeah,
you
know,
like, it's some shit about
especially you for you to be ready to go to war.
But for Drake to be, he's lit. Like when he just pushed, he jumped out there. But he probably ain't even expect for it to go that way. He probably didn't even think niggas knew about that.
Yeah, shit. See, now he's kind of expecting something. He's expecting something.
He's in way more of a spot where he's like ready.
Yeah.
And that's what, and he's saying that this ain't all I know. And he got second halves to diss records. Like, when you hear that?
Oh, but what if he called a bluff? What if there is nothing else?
It gotta be nothing else.
See what I'm saying? Like, what if he doing that to make Kendrick pull back? But what if Kendrick's like, no, nigga, it ain't nothing else on me out here.
He's doing a lot.
Yeah.
You should do a show up in your bitty.
Nah, I'm saying, but
like talking that blood talk to you.
Like, see, and that,
it's a reason. Everything no, it's a is, reason.
Everything is speculation until we see how it plays out.
Yeah. So I the way I see it going, Kendrick drops something as respectable as this was. Like, okay, Drake, like we want to hear something too. We want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah. Kendrick might come out on the diss and be like, bitch, you ain't got nothing else.
I wouldn't do that one.
But if it's true, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, if it's true.
If it's true, why wouldn't you?
But you gotta know.
But that comes from now. Now we get into who are you for real?
Or, yeah.
You gotta know. Like, you know you. You know if somebody had a problem with you, what they can and what they can't say.
It's me. If, matter of fact, if somebody would have dissed me, the harder disses wouldn't be about me.
That's tough. I know where you're going.
It wouldn't be about
going.
Me.
I know where you're going.
It would have. It's nothing that I don't live where it's like, oh yeah, well you hadn't. It's nothing. Nobody could say that I haven't either already said on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's nothing that could be said.
And that's what I'm saying. If you know that I'm putting you in Kendrick's shoes.
In Kendrick's shoes, oh.
If you know that, then,
Wait. If I'm Kendrick and I got my life, but I got a bad contract?
That's it? Yeah, if you Kendrick, right? That's it. This is all Drake got.
I drop a diss record Saturday.
Yeah.
I drop a diss record Saturday.
Yeah.
I drop a diss record Sunday.
Because, again...
That's all you
got? We don't know. Like, Drake is saying, hey, I got a lot more. But we don't know on the other side of Kendrick going, nigga, no, you don't. Because I know me. You ain't got nothing else. We don't know.
If
we don't know.
If that's all you got, nigga, I'm dropping the same day as you. And I'm killing you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got is a bad contract. Okay, everybody got a bad contract. You gonna talk to TLC like this too?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
And I think the narrative. You know why I think this don't kill Kendrick? Because Kendrick doesn't rap about having money a lot. If he was a rapper who was like, "Oh, I got this bag and I got this," this would smoke him.
That too, but
only thing that would make this really bad is if Kendrick starts talking tough and we see you out here getting extorted. You can't talk tough.
If we find out that he had to pay his way into LA, we're gonna find out about it.
Yeah.
I think Kendrick, he not dropping right now because he gathering information.
Yeah.
He's gathering information before he stepped back up and back. Because you came into my city and it was niggas from here that love me. Because Wax said, hey, Compton is never going against Kendrick.
Yeah.
Wack is Game's artist.
Yeah.
Dame was close to Drake for a while.
Yeah.
It could be some information coming from over there.
We don't know.
We speculating at this point.
Yeah, we speculating. We just speculate. Everything is speculation.
I think that's more realistic. The fact, because Wack was him saying that, like, Compton will never go against. And where's Game from?
Yeah, Compton. Kendrick's from Compton.
Who he get a crown to?
It's the Snoop. West. Snoop gave it to him.
It's the West. No, but it's the West.
Yeah. The West ain't going against.
We're never going against our king.
Yeah.
Even though you allow Drake to diss Kendrick on your song.
Which is crazy.
All this shit is crazy.
I guess they thought he was talking to Cole. I'm joking. But.
Oh, we ain't play more M's. Hey, listen, go listen to more M's. Go listen to more M's. That was another diss that Drake said. He said, niggas see my deal and know they doing, and now they hate the kid. Then he said, let's kick it basic, and then start getting into Future.
Well, the good thing is we won't have to keep speculating. Once they,
hopefully,
if they throw a shots now, maybe this would be a lot more blatant. Because I think Kendrick is coming. He's dropping completely blatant.
I think he's dropping this Friday, and he lets the world know, hey, this ain't no leak. This is my song. I'm coming, nigga. I mean, well, not coming. The record is here, nigga. It's here, and it ain't real. It ain't no leak. You know what I'm saying? Pause. It ain't none of that.
He said, I'm coming, nigga. Well, I ain't coming, nigga. But,
but like, yeah, man, I think K-Dot gonna come out of this. What now, Cole's perception is, all right, let's wrap it up, pause.
Yeah.
Cole's perception is he can redeem himself only if Kendrick diss him.
Yeah.
And it's monstrous. And it's like, yo, I know you say you weren't going to say something, but you have to say something to this shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Either have to let it go completely, or if he says, say something monstrous, you either got to let it go completely, or you have to be like, okay, now I'm at your neck.
I was cool.
Yeah.
I said I was going to apologize. No, you can't do that because you say you're going to take it pause. You're going to take it on the chin.
Yeah, but
your chin out. Your chin is out.
Yeah.
You moving your face or is your chin out?
I don't know.
He put himself in a spot.
He did.
Damn, Cole. Did.
But I get it. If a nigga say something too crazy, fuck all that.
he gotta say that. Like, yo, I was cool with it at first, but
and you can say that. You can come out and be like, I wasn't gonna say nothing, but
1,000,000% say fuck that.
You can revert right back to what you
I said I was gonna be cool, but hell no, like no, this ain't cool now.
Yeah. You can do that. I can't be mad at nobody for that.
Whoa. Okay.
I can't be mad at nobody for that.
Cole can redeem himself, but for right now, you are out of this.
Nah, he can't jump in for just to jump in now. Like
you out of this. You out the way. Go make the fall off. Go make your
I don't think he can even make the fall off until this shit is settled. Because they have something to do with this.
Who?
The fall off. I don't think he makes that album until this is finished playing out.
Yeah.
I don't even think he makes it. Because
you can't make that. You're going to come back. It's going to make you want to come back.
And
this pushed the fall off back.
And the story of this is in the fall off somehow. It's in there. I know it is. Bro, there's something with this beef that is connected to that album that he's going to explain.
That's
going to
be wild.
Yeah. Like, that's the only thing, especially if it's your last one.
Yeah.
If you plan on retiring.
Drake right now is round two. No. Round two has round two begun because first person shooter is the first shot.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Kendrick say it's a shot, so.
But it ain't a shot from Drake.
It ain't a shot from Drake.
It ain't, so.
But you standing next to this nigga I hate
so
for years.
So Cole is just out. So Kendrick just beats Cole and then Now we're at the first round between
order. Cole forfeits. I don't think nobody really calls. Ain't nobody.
Because Cole just wanted to smoke that nigga.
Unless Kendrick drop a bomb on him. Well, it's like, yo, well, Jid and them like, yo, I know you say you ain't want to say nothing, but please. This sounds wild.
Yeah. I'm going to say this off air. I'm going to make this joke off air.
Drake, you winning right now. You got the lead.
Oh, I want to be an ignorant podcast so bad.
Like, you in the lead, Drake.
Yeah.
As of right now, you know what I mean?
If
Kendrick?
I mean, it's...
Kendrick is in a prime spot to really take this rap game over and plant his flag. Who?
Not to respond. Would you respond?
For what? Wait, if that person say don't respond?
Yeah, she say no, let it go, James. So
move.
Oh, okay. You said it the shots back?
Move. Move. You gotta move.
Okay.
Gia, come in the room, man.
No, if you cold,
come on, Omen, come on.
Okay, you say forget it.
Bossy, come listen to this.
Okay, all right.
And Janelle, load that.
I'm just saying, she said she was very proud of him for not.
when you see certain niggas agreeing with you, you like, oh, I might be in the wrong room. Like, Top is applauding you. You did something wrong.
Yeah.
Jada Kiss is genuinely confused.
Yeah.
Styles P said he threw off his frequencies. He like, man.
Styles took both sides.
He did. But that's Styles, a gangster and a gentleman.
Yeah. He took both sides.
That's literally.
Yeah. At this point in his career.
When he SP the Ghost and he, you know, well, yeah, right now he said, like, oh, man, I'm cool. Like,
yeah, he understood it. You know what I'm saying? He understood it.
But he said, man, lost. Like this hip hop.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in Cole, man, but I'm more disappointed in Ross. What are you doing? I don't,
hey, man, that nigga got
understand.
He got
man.
On them Dockers with no trousers.
Like, is this a nigga? Yeah, that shit is crazy. Nigga went, come on, man. Like, Ross, you have to exit, move. It's certain, okay, certain people just got to move out the way. Metro, move.
Ross is the one name that don't sound like he really in the middle of this. Like, I thought. It's like Future has a whatever legit problem.
He mad about the girl and he want to bring up French and police and make it be like, I'm a gangster. I don't like police. That's what's happening. I'm sorry, Ross. Hold on. That was disrespectful.
Sound like, yes, Jules.
yeah. Yo, Khaled is real quiet.
Oh, they said that they can't even make his album.
Lil Baby is real quiet.
Ooh.
Lil Durk is real quiet.
Gunna is real. Never mind. Takes some good pressure off him.
It do.
I ain't think about that. That takes good pressure off him.
We still not talking about Big Sean.
I know he's sick of us. Big Sean's sick of everybody. I ain't mad at you, dog. Yo, I'm mad at you.
I'm gonna come out with a diss record to all these niggas.
I'd be like, fuck all
right
y'all
now.
Niggas. Fuck all y'all.
But you look, Kendrick. Like you look like a hater. No,
I am. My album is dropping. I'm rapping my ass off. Y'all not listening to me.
Nah, you can't do that.
Fucking midget man and fucking and Tinder over here with a beef.
Yo, like this nigga, they playing music during his speech. You know when you come up to say the speech and they start
Grammy speech, and they ready to get you off the stage.
No. Matter of fact, this is when the talent person at Showtime at the Apollo, and they're like, "Yeah, boo!" Like that's what this is.
Yeah. Sean, I know Big Sean. Like, what the fuck, man?
This shit is crazy.
Only PC got is. Probably just the fact. Well, he probably at peace because he do meditate, and he just got a beautiful woman like at the crib. Like I'm just that's the only thing that's keeping him.
He is.
Yeah. Like telling you what women will try to keep you out of a beef. False. It will. Yeah. They keep you out of it. Like, hey man, don't respond to that. But then at the time, same thing as a man, your pride kicks in, like cold, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, but you gotta shoot back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Janae, I wanna go to a concert bad, bro.
Yeah, me too.
But hey man, so man, we gonna be back very, very soon.
Hopefully we'll be on a different what we call that? Not platform, recording system, sound system, I guess.
I know, it's gonna sound even better than this.
It's gonna be really crisp.
I'm so mad that the podcast that we did do is like, damn, it's just sitting there.
We just release it, just put it out later. Put the shit out just to say, hey, look, we told y'all.
We went through a million theories. I don't know how long this pod is. I'm pretty sure it's like 4 hours.
Yeah, listen to it in sections. It's a war of attrition. Hey, it's either ASAP Rocky. What was the titles for this?
ASAP Rocky album. The ASAP Rocky album.
Or War of Nutrition. It's either one of them two.
The War of Nutrition is crazy. Because it is a war. This is a war.
It really, everything is a war.
But now it's like, yo, y'all.
And there really is a war of nutrition out here.
Y'all still found a way to like find some funny shit out of this. Like,
oh, this is funny. It's funny. It's funny, dude.
The war nutrition is one I low-key don't want to talk because, like, they do some shit out here.
To the food, for sure. Bro, why the fuck are these kids growing so big, so fast, bro?
Remember when we was kids and they were saying there was more steroids in our food?
Nah, it's definitely some shit in this food. And I think it's fucking with people's mental, but I'll say that for later, too. Wait.
I don't want no smoke with Big Pharma. No, sir.
Damn. So we can't even pop our shit now. We definitely can't pop it once we get big. Pause.
What you mean?
If we can't talk shit about this type of shit now, once we really grow as a podcast, and people know us, we really can't say shit.
Hell no. Sir, no. The groups don't change for me.
Yeah.
Anybody outside that group is smoke. Mm. You getting these jokes.
Yeah. Anybody else, we'll make a list of groups.
And I still want to joke with people inside the group.
Yeah.
Y'all, whoa, James. Okay. I ain't that high. Final thoughts? Yeah.
I think we said everything we could say about this. Waiting to see what happens.
I hope y'all
next.
Enjoyed this pod.
By the time we pod, hopefully a Kendrick diss will be out.
Man, he borderline on the clock. He like, you know how your boss tell you, hey, just take your time. You know what I'm saying? But you know.
Bro, you can't really take your time. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. So they want that shit done before you leave. Yeah. Fuck you, think you fool. Like,
at my job, I'm not just say, man, listen, I'm doing everything fast. No.
Hell yeah, because they want it done before you leave.
That's,
don't let you leave it and they done. You come the next day, they going, so you didn't finish. Time. I took it.
Yo, I think that's the type of clock he on. It's like
take your time, but we really timing you.
Everybody in the room is watching you do this. Like,
yeah,
every day that passed, niggas going day three. Niggas gonna be like, yo, it was 3 days,
mm-hmm.
A week. Damn, a week,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks. It's like, all right, man. Like, then people gonna be over, and it raises the expectations of what the diss is supposed to be.
The longer it takes, the expectation is gonna be higher, and it has to be
Drake gonna be
fucking fuego.
Yes,
it has to be fuego.
Yes,
like,
so Kendrick needs to respond quick.
I can say Spanish words, but not attrition.
Hey man, it's the Bro Brothers Podcast Saturday.
You better not make a joke.
I was gonna say the war nutrition is crazy. Yeah, man. Hey, love, peace, and heckers you, Jai Turkers you, man.
Yeah, man.
We out, man.